I find myself sitting at a table and with a man better known on Twitter as Whaley Geek, but he's known to most people as David Whale. Hello, David.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of tech that I'm seeing, but I've been told that you're the man to speak to because you're very well known on Twitter for being a man who's here, there and everywhere, and you're involved with a lot of these pie jams, aren't you?
Yeah. He's been quite good at the pie party because I've been to three jams over the weekend, it's nice to bump into everybody again. It's really good.
What do you do in the Raspberry Pi community?
So I'm probably most well known for doing Python workshops, but also I co-wrote a book with Martin O'Hanlon called Adventures in Minecraft, and that's a book where we teach children how to code in Python using the Minecraft game. So I'll often be seen running workshops using Minecraft and Python.
I think I've seen Minecraft. Is that the 3D thing that looks a bit like Wolfenstein and Doom from my early PC years?
Yeah, people do say the graphics are a bit blocky, but it's a great game actually. And what's good is that on the Raspberry Pi, it's free. It's a cut down version, so it's the pocket edition, but you can code it. So you can write code in Python and other languages, and you can basically make it so the things happen inside the game that you decide. So you do like little mini games and things like that with it.
And it's also pretty hands-on here. I saw you playing with something just now that you put away. Is it a Microbit?
Yes, the BBC Microbit. We've got one here.
So just explain what it is, because it's a very... It looks like a circuit board that's been pulled out of something, but it's it's actually a self-contained unit, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So one of the key things about the Microbit is that it was designed to try and inspire young children to get into digital technology, hopefully a bit of coding along the way as well. And one of the things that the team that designed it wanted to do is so that it wasn't wrapped away in a box, but you could see what was on it. So it's all labelled on the back with the parts. But it's a small, tiny coding platform. It's got two buttons on it, so you can press buttons and do things. 25 LEDs for displaying icons and images and scrolling text. And on the back, it's got some chips, and one of those is called an accelerometer, so you can tilt it and shake it and make it do things. It's got an electronic compass, so it knows which way is north. And it's got some pins at the bottom, a bit like the Raspberry Pi, so you can plug in external components. And it also has a little radio on board, so you can either pair it up via Bluetooth with your phone, or you can send little, what are called peer-to-peer messages between microbits and do a multi-microbit activity.
So the possibilities for development with this are almost endless.
Yeah, and it's really is down to the imagination of the children that use it, really. And one of the things we wanted to do when designing this was have a guess at what the future computing might be. And with IoT and devices, we said, well, it's going to be small, it's going to be battery-powered, it's going to have wireless connectivity, it's going to have sensors on it. So the microbit is the best guess that we've had about what the future might be. And we're hoping that by putting these in the hands of children, that they will invent the future that they want.
And is this a British-made device like the Pi?
Yes, it is. The project was run by the BBC and funded, the microbits themselves were funded and supported by 29 industry partners.
Interestingly enough, my first computer was the BBC B Micro. We've come a long way since then, haven't we?
Yeah, it's shrunk down a little bit since then. It's not obviously not got a keyboard on it. It fits in your pocket, unlike the BBC Micro. But one of the key things is that it's quite easy to get started with. And you can, as I remember when I was learning computing, and I'm sure the same was with you, is on a Sunday afternoon, you can be sitting in your bedroom or on your sofa, and you can have an idea, and you can tap some keys on a keyboard, bring the idea alive. And that's what really gets people into software, I think.
And where can we get a BBC Microbit or a Pi, and what's the best way to start off? Where's the best place for resources for finding out coding information and things like that?
The Raspberry Pi itself, you can buy in a lot of stores like Maplin's, you can buy it from Amazon, you can buy from various tech suppliers like Pimeroni and Pi Heart and Mod My Pi, places like that. And pretty much the same with the microbit as well. So all the places that sell pies tend to sell microbits.
Okay, David, thank you very much for your time. I'll let you get back on with playing with your microbit, and thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Excellent. Nice to speak to you.